Anissa says, when my infant son urinates on bed, I change the bed cover and wipe the place of the mattress. Does my body or clothes become impure if I sleep on that mattress? And can I read the Quran sitting on that bed? I heard that when the urine dries out, it becomes okay to read Salat in that cloth. Is this true? No, the answer is not. This is not true. Urine is impure. It's najis. So human urine is najis. If it hits your clothes, you have to wash that area. If it hits the floor, you have to pour a considerable amount of water until it mixes with it and it's diluted in it and it disappears, the traces of urine. If it's on a table, you just wipe the table until there are no traces of it. So what happens with a male child, a male boy, who is dependent on his mother's milk? He does not feed. For the male boy, child, who is dependent on his mother's milk, this is less severe than normal urine, in the sense that sprinkling water on it, or just pouring water on it, is sufficient. You don't have to wash it, squeeze it, and wash it again. You just sprinkle water on it, and this suffices the job. And the Prophet did this, alayhi salatu wasalam. Let's assume that the child is older than that, and the child eats. He eats normal food. In this case, the area is najis, it's impure. You changed the bed cover or the sheets, then this is good. What about the mattress? The mattress still has stain in a big place. You have to wash this thoroughly in order to remove it. If you don't want to do this, no problem. Let it dry and then put a cover, another sheet on it, and you can sleep, you can pray, you can read the Quran on it, because there is something that is a partition between the impurity and your body and yourself, and Allah Azza wa Jal knows best.